Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Ki Chelek Hashem Amoi. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse in Shabbos Parshas Hazinu, that year was the 13th day of the month of Tishrei, in the year Tov Shin Lamed Beis, exactly 56 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on a verse in this week's Torah portion where it says, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoi, Yaakov Hevel Nachlosoi. A part of Hashem is his people. Yaakov is his inheritance. So the Rebbe asks the question, why does we have the double expression, Chelek Hashem Amoi, part of Hashem is his people, and then Yaakov, the Hevel Nachlosoi, Yaakov is part of the strand from the inheritance from Hashem. Also, why in the beginning does it say Amoi, the nation, and afterwards it says Yaakov? Also in the beginning it says Chelek Hashem, referring to Yudkei Vavkei, and then it says Chavon Achlosoi. Also we have to understand what it says afterwards. The verse continues on, says Yimtzeeyu Beretz Midbar, he found him in the desert. Now we know the land of the desert, and like it's explained at length in the Alter Rebbe's Chassidic discourse, is referring to what? It's referring to the animal soul. So how can you say in the same sentence of Chelek Hashem Amoi, which is referring to the soul, which is a part of God, is found the Eretz Midbar with the Nefesh of Bahamas. And especially, like it's explained in the Zohar, which is also brought down and explained in the classical Hasidic discourses of the Ora Torah, that the Midbar, a desert, is a land of the snakes and the scorpions and the fire, etc. And that's the place where what dwells over there is the three impure klipot. So how can you say that the soul is on such a low level? Also, what does the mean yimtzeeyu? It's found over there. In other words, found means it's just haphazardly it's found there. But the fact, as we know, the souls of the Jewish people is a part of God. And like we say in the blessings in the morning, neshama, the soul, shenasatami, that you gave me, tahoirihi, it's pure. Ata barasa, you created it, ata yitzarta, ata nafachtabi, you blew it into its nostrils, and you watch it. So what does it mean? It's found. It's not found. We're part of Hashem. Also, it says afterwards, Kanesha Yoyir Kinoi, and it's explained in many places that the idea of a kin nesher, like an eagle with a chaf before the word nesher, was referring to intense, huge compassion. In Hebrew, it's called rachamim rabim, higher than even kin nesher. That's why it's kin nesher. It's higher, much greater compassion, and even higher than the nesher that's in the chariot, which is basically referring to compassion above ishtalshel. So, what's the question is, what does that mean? Okay. First, we're going to understand this in an introduction, which explained before in a different Chassidic discourse, in reference to the soul coming down into this world, that when the soul comes down here to transform the world, why does it come down here? It's coming here to transform the sparks of the world of Toyu. We know that when Hashem originally created the world, there was Tayu, there was chaos, and there was a lot of sparks that went into the world. So the soul is coming down here to elevate those sparks that fell when there was what would be called the breaking of the vessels. There was too much light in the vessels and it broke. So there's holy sparks, and we're down here to elevate those holy sparks. So again, to be clear, what the Rebbe is saying is that we came down here to elevate the sparks of Tayu that are all over the place. Why do we have to elevate those sparks? Because the sparks of Tayu are very, very high. Why? Now, the question is, why is the sparks of Tayu very, very high? Because the power that the world of Tayu has is one word, bittul, acceptance, self-nullification, on the highest level. So the real power, if you want to know what's Tayu, what's the world of Tayu? Tayu, the essence of Tayu is 100% bittul. So if you want to appreciate and connect to that world, it all comes through the idea of bittul, of acceptance. And like he explained before, the difference between the world of Tayu, which we call the world of chaos, and the world of Tikkun, which things are law and order, is that the world of Tayu is on the level of, I'll say it in Hebrew, I'll translate, behemoth, an animal. And the world of Tikkun is in the level of Adam, a human being. And that's why it says in the verse, Adam behemoth Tishri Hashem. There's two different levels. Adam is referring to the world of Tikkun, and behemoth is the world of Tayu. Now, even though you're going to say, one second, The fact is, on a literal level, what's higher, a human being or an animal? The fact is, a human being is much higher than an animal. But however, when it comes to this one point, which is called bittul, acceptance, an animal is a much higher. They have a much greater level of acceptance. And how do we see that? Because we see that this level of acceptance is more found in an animal, is because what's acceptance? Acceptance is connected to shame ma. Ma is the ultimate bittul. You ask, what is it? And like it says in the Torah, v'nachnu ma, what are we? Ma is the highest level of acceptance. And what is the idea of shema? And that which is acceptance, where is that revealed most? In the name of a behema. What's a behema called? Behema. So the last two letters in behema is memhe, which is acceptance in a revealed state. However, in Adam, it doesn't say memhe. There's an aleph, there's a dal, there's no memhe. And like to explain, Alter explains at length in Shar Yichud Vemuna, that a name that something is called, that actually gives it its energy. That gives it an existence. So obviously, if you have the name ma in behema, that is the energy of an animal. And the essence of an animal is all about acceptance. And that's why we see that in the word behema, which is for the animal, you have the letters mem hei, which is acceptance in a revealed state. Because it knows the behema spelled beit hei, mem hei. And that's why it's on a literal level. Because the fact is, an animal has more acceptance than a human being. Human being thinks, we have to analyze, we have to understand that behema, whatever you tell it to do, it just does. It's more accepting. It doesn't struggle so much intellectually. However, when it comes to a human being, which is also called an Adam, and why we called an Adam, it's a very powerful idea, because Adam comes from the word of Adam, compared to Hashem. But the fact is that the name Adam, which is basically made up of three letters, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, is actually two words, Aleph and Dam. What is the Aleph? Aleph, we know, is referring to Hashem, the creator of the world, the one who created the world. And Dam, blood, on the other hand, is referring to excitement and energy, which is the opposite of acceptance. Because acceptance is just accept. So Adam, which we're named after, is one is the idea of Hashem, but then it's our personal excitement. And that's why Adam, it's interesting, is that the numerical value of Adam is actually 45, because Adam is Aleph and Dalet is 5, which is like the hey, and you have the mem. So you do have the ma, the acceptance, the bittul in Adam, but it's only a gematria. And in other words, in gematria is a numerical value, so it's not the way it is in itself in a revealed state. But when it comes down into a gematria, you have that. Like Alter explains in Shariach Nimun, the difference between when something is spelled clear in the name and it's through a gematria. And that's why it says, in the prophets, Mashmoi, what is the person's name? Mashem Bnoi, what is the name of the child? In other words, the name is referring to Adam. That's the human being, which is only the gematria, numerical value of Ma Bittul. But the name of the son was referring to the idea of what? A behema, which is the numerical value of Ban. So knows behema in the revealed state, it's the Shema. But if you do the numerical value, it actually is Nun Beis, which is not the name of Hashem's name, but which also has, obviously within it, the name Ma. And the same thing also when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Hashem. And the fact is, Moshe Rabbeinu's source isn't Toyu. Moshe Rabbeinu's source is in the world of Toyu. And that's why, because he was in the world of chaos, that's why he couldn't speak. It was hard for him to speak. Like it says, Kvad Pevakat Laloshoin. And like explained many places. And that's why also the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is Mem Shin Hei. So in other words, you also have in Moshe Rabbeinu the letters Mem and Hei of acceptance. And that's the whole power of the world of Toyu is Bittul, acceptance. Because the fact is, the world of Toyu is, why is it accepting? Because the world of Toyu is totally unified and connected and cleaving with the source of the light. And therefore, what does Toyu want? Toyu just wants to connect to the source of light. And why does someone want to accept to the source of light? You're going to disappear, because that's the ultimate level of acceptance. Like the author explains in Tanya, that the nature of fire is, it wants to go higher. And it wants to cleave, and it wants to become one with its source. So why does the fire stay? Because the wick is pulling it down, but the fire itself wants to go to the source. And that's why the light in the world of Toyu, it's an abundance of light. In other words, not only quantitatively, but qualitatively abundance of light. What does it mean, qualitative light? Because basically it's cleaving and it's drawing itself to its source, and it totally wants to nullify its own ego. And the same thing also that's with the light of Toyu. But even the vessel of Toyu, which we know is very little vessels, it's also in the level of acceptance. In other words, it's not only quantitatively smaller vessels, but also qualitatively, because then the level of full acceptance. And here the Rebbe explains something very, very powerful and very revolutionary. He says like this, based on this you can explain, that's why initially the light was in the vessels in the world of Toyu. If the light of Toyu is so powerful, how is it able to go into the vessel? Because the fact is, in the world of Toyu, we said it's an abundance of light, quantitatively and qualitatively, and the vessel is very, very small. So how did it come into, how did it even go into the vessel? How originally, before it's busted, how did it even temporarily go into the vessel? And Rebbe explains, based on what we just learned, he can explain it beautifully. Why? Because what's the light of Toyu? And the vessels of Toyu? It's ultimate acceptance, it's bittul. So therefore, when you're able to nullify yourself, you can have an abundance, infinite amount of light, even small vessels, and somehow it works its way out. So that's how initially it was able to connect. But on the other hand, the fact is, in the light of Toyu was a lot of light, and the vessels were very, very small. So therefore, ultimately, it pierced the vessels, and that's why we have the vessels that we're looking for today. There's, you can possibly this can say this is the reason. Now, the source of Toyu is higher from the essential elevation, which is sourced in the essence of Hashem Himself. And that's why it says, Vayimloich. What does it mean, the idea of a king? Because what is a king? The king's source is in the essence of the highest level of Hashem. And that's why, what's our avodah, what's our work over here today in this world? To elevate the sparks of Toyu. And those to draw in and to reveal this powerful light and vessels of Toyu, and to go ahead and elevate it, because that's where the real power is. Okay. So in other words, to recap, what the Rebbe is saying is, what's our avoida? Our avoida is to go after those holy sparks. Now the holy sparks of Toyu, the reason why they're so powerful is because they have the level of acceptance, they have the level of bittul. Based on the Rebbe says, now we'll understand why it says, Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov nechav naklosi. Why? Chelek Hashem Amoy, the first half of the verse, is referring to the work of the godly soul. On its own, the godly soul is doing its work, which is basically Chelek Hashem, it's a part of Hashem. Chelek El Kamim Amamash, that's the first part of the work, the verse. Yaakov Chelek Nachlasa is referring to the work that the animal soul does. And where the godly soul gets involved in the animal soul to transform it, to refine it, to purify it. And what are we trying to purify? The sparks of Toyu, which is in the animal soul. And as we know, like we learned before, that in the animal soul you have in a revealed way the ultimate acceptance of Toyu. So the first half of the verse is referring to the godly soul the way it does its own, and not dealing with the physical world with the animal soul. And the second half is dealing with elevating the animal soul. And that's why it says in the second half, Yaakov. Yaakov's name Yaakov. Why? Because Yaakov comes from the expression of the heel, which is the lowest level, which is referring to what? To the animal soul. And on the other hand, when you do the avoid the dealing with the animal soul, you come to Chevel Nachlasa, which is basically the inheritance, which is basically transforming the sparks of Toyu, which we received as an inheritance. And we inherit the lights of Toyu, like it's explained elsewhere in places in Chassidut. And that's why it says Nachlosoi, an inheritance. What does that mean, Nachlosoi? It's our inheritance. And it doesn't say the inheritance of Yud Kei Vav Kei, like in the first part of the verse. Why? Because this level is actually higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei, which, you know, it's higher than the four letters of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and even higher than the dot on top of the Yud. Why? Because the soul, the way it's on high, it says, Chai Hashem Asher Mantel Vanav, that he's standing much higher. But after it comes down to this world and transform the animal soul, it actually goes even higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's why it doesn't say in the second half of the verse Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's why it says afterwards, Yimtzeeyu, he is found be Eretz Midbar, in the desert. Why? Because this revelation comes, if you want to reach higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei, you want to reach the essence of Hashem, you reach that by going out to the desert to transform the sparks of the world of Toyu. And why is it called you found it? I just happened to be find it. Because drawing in this level is you're coming to a much higher level of Seder Shtalshlus. You're much higher than any level you can reach. And that's why when the Messiah comes, he's also going to come just boom, out of the blue. Why? Like it says, the verse says clearly, Matsasi David Avdi. I found my servant King David. Because the revelation of Mashiach is going to be not based on a certain flow or a certain strategy or a certain systematic approach. And this revelation happens by doing what? You want to have the highest revelations? Transforming the physical world. And that's why the Mashiach is going to come and he's going to conquer the seven nations, the 70 nations, and the seven nations, which is the source of the seven nations, and also the land of Keni, Knizi, Kanoini, because we're going to have not only the transformation of the seven nations, which is the source of the 70, which is the emotions, but also the transformation of the intellectual spirit as well. And that's why the verse continues on to say, Kinesha Yori Kinoi, which we said is the highest level of compassion, which is above a Shalshas. Why? Because when you come down to the world to elevate the sparks of Toyu, you're able to bring in the highest levels of compassion, even above the levels of Hishtalshlut, the way things flow from one level to the next. And that's why it says afterwards, Hashem Badad Yanchenu, Hashem alone is going to rest there. What does that mean, Badad? It's referring to the 10 spheres which are hidden. Like it's explained in the Hasidic discourse of Eicha Yashua Bodod, and that's why also the garments in Yom Kippur are made out of big day bad, out of linen. Because why? Because it's referring to a brewing down from a level of bad, the bodod, which is higher than the shalshlus. So you're able to on Yom Kippur reach the highest level. And that's why it also says Ve'ein Imoy Kel Necha, there's no other nation knows we're higher than the level of any angels. And like it says in the verse, Chelek Hashem Amrashi, that what? Obviously the goal is Anon Nasim Malka, we want to connect to Hashem himself. Now, this, what we draw down in Yom Kippur, through the linen garments from the highest level, it comes down afterwards in the holiday of Sukkot, which is the holiday of being happy. Zman Koseinu. Up until afterwards, the end of Sukkot, like it says also the idea of Ein Imel Keil Necha, there's no one else in the private party. Like the Medrash says clearly, in reference to the holiday of Shmini Atzeret, Hashem says, come, let's have a private party, Hashem and the Jewish people, we're going to be together with Hashem himself. And afterwards, after you finish this whole avodah of Yom Kippur, bringing down the highest level and the private party with Hashem, then we each go on to our ways. We take out all that unpack all the package that we received in the month of Tishrei for the whole year, and we'll come to the ultimate promise. We're going to have the Simchas Olam Al Roshim. We're going to have the everlasting, the infinite joy. And that's going to happen with the Gula Hamitis Vashlema, with the redemption, the true redemption, the complete redemption. It's going to happen, like Rebbe finished it up beautifully, Bikarov Mamish, very, very soon and very, very quickly. So here we have a beautiful Chassidic discourse about the ultimate power, why we're in this world, to transform those sparks. And by transforming the sparks, you reach the highest level, and those sparks are the sparks of bittul and acceptance. Let's hope and pray, like the other finish of the Chassidic discourse, we'll all merit by doing our work with the coming of Mashiach. The next class will be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov and Chag Sameach.